it's a grind. I mean, it's no time to look and see what we've done. You know, day six has been out here a couple of days, but still not towards the end. So I think we just got to keep, you know, coming out here working. Things will start to pick up. You know, a couple more practices this week, then we'll get into practicing against another team, then game. So day six with a lot of new things still to come for us.
It was a huge step to be able to jump from last season to this season, mentally and physically, and I feel like I've done that and that I can continue doing that with, you know, training camp and training every day and, you know, being in meetings all day. And so I feel like taking that jump has helped me a lot, and it's just going to continue to help me.
I think it doesn't matter where you come from. If you can play football, you can play football. And that's the great thing about this league. You're going to get an opportunity, and once you get that opportunity, you got to make the most of it. And if you, you know, handle your business, then you can be great in this league just like anybody else.
I think everyone's talked about, you know, Marty and Gronk. But even a guy like A.J. Derby, who, you know, he's been hurt, and being able now to be out there on the field, he's made plays. So all those guys, you know, we got some young guys in there that are, you know, you get to learn from the two guys at the top and the different things they know and they do on the field. So I think it is a really good group at tight end.
We're just kind of, you know, giving our best every day. You know, fortunately things are falling into place in practice, and, you know, we're making plays. But, you know, so is the whole other offense, you know, receivers, running backs, everybody's making plays. So we're all working hard.
Just here is just a lot of time. Just, you know, it's just such an elite level that, you know, everyone you play against is, you know, the best of the best. And so you got to be on top of your game every day. You got to come in with a fresh attitude, trying to get better. So just that whole preparation process is just really what I'm keen on right now.
It hit me today when I realized he was born in the 70s. So, you know, I don't know how he's doing it, but, you know, he's doing it at a high level still. So, you know, I feel bad for everyone that have to go against him because he's not slowing down.
You know he's going to hear that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I told him happy birthday, old man, today. But I still got a few more words for him once I get back in the locker room.
The coach gave a shout out there when we asked about Brady's birthday. He said, don't forget Chris.
Hey, that's a present right there. That's good enough for me. It's a good enough present for me.